John Robinson is a fourth-generation farmer, growing corn, beans, and wheat on about 1,000 acres in rural Monticello.
This combine, my dad had an actual, this is a John Deere 45 combine, two-row, and I think it was like in the 60s, and then my dad had the corn sheller.
In his office, John keeps toy versions for every real tractor he's used out in the field. A photo of his grandfather on the old family farm near DeLand serves as his computer wallpaper, and political memorabilia hangs on the walls, mostly from old-line Republicans like Barry Goldwater and Chuck Percy. Freshman Congressman Rodney Davis isn't included on the wall yet, but Robinson says he supports his new representative and thinks he'll be successful if he can cut waste from the new farm bill. But he says some things need to be preserved, including the federal crop insurance program. Robinson adds that's as long as growers understand its purpose.
It's not a be-all to get-all. It's a situation that gets you to the next year. And again, it's subsidized, but it's subsidized with a purpose because you want to encourage people to take this kind of insurance so you can lessen your risk.
Congressman Davis says crop insurance works, covering farmers for their losses just as others are insured for their car and home. While Davis, Robinson, and ag policy leaders want to keep that subsidized program going, they're seeking an end to another subsidy, the direct payment farm subsidy. That program is meant to give farmers extra money for their crops and guarantee a price floor. But it's paid out regardless of the acreage planted or how much the crops bring in. Davis says those in his district who raise corn and soybeans are willing to give up the direct payment subsidies and do their part to tackle a $16.6 trillion national debt.
And the key, though, is all of the ag sectors working together to find out what's going to work. Yeah, it's just like what we should do to govern out in Congress on every single piece of legislation. There's got to be some give and take.
John Robinson says there is much more at stake in the new farm bill than helping farmers facing production losses. He says more than half the money in the farm bill goes toward nutrition programs like SNAP, also known as food stamps. One industry expert says Davis, a former staffer to neighboring Republican Congressman John Shempkes of Collinsville, can have some success in this area.
The congressman's connections to a lot of folks in central Illinois who have been through those battles should help prepare him very well to assume a leadership position that we all expect him to take.
That's John Scholl, president of the Washington-based American Farmland Trust, a conservation group that works with Congress to protect soil and water. Despite his optimism for Davis and what he calls a renewed sense of bipartisanship, he says items like SNAP and the overall federal budget could lead to a contentious debate.
The really big difference comes in the amount of money that's being cut from the SNAP program or nutrition programs in general. And it's a difference of, you know, almost $100 million. And trying to reconcile that is going to be very contentious. And it's going to be, I think, really something that's going to make, perhaps more than anything else, a farm bill difficult to attain.
Scholl says it could take until the end of the year before the House and Senate agree on the measure. That's where the contacts that Davis developed while a congressional staffer could help, according to Kevin Johnson. He's a one-time staffer for former Congressman Tim Johnson, no relation, who's now with the Illinois Chemical and Fertilizer Association.
You're not going to be an expert on every issue, even if you're on that committee. I think as a staffer and a member, that's your biggest thing. You're just trying to keep your ear to the ground of what issues are coming your way so you're ahead of those issues.
Davis says there's a renewed sense of optimism in Congress after members got bogged down last year in partisan bickering.
Some of my best friends in my freshman class are Democrats. You know, we're willing to work together. The rank and file are willing to work together. And I believe when you saw this last election, it was an election that both sides thought they would swing, you know, their way. Neither side did. And I think that's what shows a lot of members of Congress that major pieces of legislation shouldn't just be about political partisanship and polarization.
Davis says that as the only Illinois Republican on the House Ag Committee, he feels the need to take a statewide view on issues. With that in mind, he and freshman Democrat Bill Enyard of Belleville have co-sponsored a measure separate from the farm bill that seeks to help commercial river traffic on the Mississippi River during droughts and floods.
And if we don't have access to that navigation channel down the Mississippi to get that product out, to get our coal and get our corn and get our soybeans out there, then we don't have jobs. So it is a crucial element to our Midwestern success economically, and that's why we're trying to lead in a bipartisan way on this issue.
Oklahoma Republican and House Agriculture Committee Chair Frank Lucas says he'll move ahead with a markup or formal revision and drafting of the next farm bill by May 15th. Congressman Davis says he's excited to have a seat at the table, but also expects some late nights as that markup process begins. As for John Robinson, while he supports Davis, he says he prefers not to deal with the politicians. He's saving most of his feedback on the farm bill for staff at the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
I want to deal more with the people that are running the programs because they are wanting to know how the programs are working out in the countryside. And they think talking to farmers is very valuable.
The Senate Agriculture Committee was expected to start its own markup process early next week. Congressman Davis believes the new farm bill could be approved by both chambers by September, around the time the last provisions of the old farm bill expire. I'm Jeff Bossert, Illinois Public Media.